She checked behind her. No one, at least not yet. Anya ran along the twisting trail, sending loose rock and dirt over the edge that loomed on her right side. She was corkscrewing around the mountain on the narrow path. As she bent double to suck some wind into her lungs, something whizzed over her head, rebounding off a nearby rock. Anya brought her sword up in the next instant, deflecting another projectile that had been aimed right at her. Several of Dunraj's men stalked her from farther up the mountain. Each of them swirled their rumals like slingshots, unleashing a volley of lead shot. There was no place to run. The next dip in the trail would give her pursuers the tactical advantage of higher ground. Time to make a stand. Anya spun and deflected two more volleys of the shot, each one bouncing off her blade and skittering harmlessly away. One of Dunraj's men came down the game trail, already whipping his rumal at her head, the weighted end unfurling. Anya waited until it was almost unraveled. She ducked and attempted to slash through the cloth. Her sword didn't cut it. That was a first. She wondered if the material of the rumal was the same as what she'd been tied with. The weapon's heavy knot slammed into Anya's side and almost made her drop the sword. She rushed back up the slope as Dunraj's man was trying to recoil his weapon. Two others on the trail responded, sending shots at Anya. But she only ducked them as they flew over her head. Then she was face to face with another combatant. He circled Anya on the tiny game trail. Anya drove straight at his heart. He tried to avoid the thrust by backpedaling, but the game trail ended in a sheer drop. Two more of Dunraj's men were coming down the trail fast. As the first man closed the distance, he discarded his rumal and brought out a blade that must have been a foot long. He feinted with a downward slash and then stabbed straight at Anya's heart. She parried upward. He attacked again, this time opting for a quick series of slashes aimed at Anya's head. Anya brought the sword up, and the man tried to close the distance with her to render the sword's advantage of length obsolete. But Anya shoved him away. As she did, she felt the knife blade cut superficially into the back of her forearm. Anya drove the man back with a series of downward cuts that forced him to retreat to ward them off. Anya lulled him into a rhythm. She abruptly impaled him with a simple thrust to his stomach. Anya jerked the blade out and let the corpse fall to the ground. Her last opponent took a look at the dead man and frowned.
Don't do it.
He came flying over the corpse in a frenzied attack that forced Anya to back up three steps to absorb the weight of his attack. And then she dropped and cut horizontally, cutting the man nearly in two. Phew. Anya turned and kept moving down the game trail. The trail seemed to widen in places and then narrow again as she came around a bend, but she kept her head low on the lookout for any more of Dunraj's men. Anya took a moment to get her breath. The sword had grown heavy, and she put it back in its resting place. The trail ahead wandered between two higher elevations, making it look like a hidden valley. Anya ran toward it. Suddenly, a volley of lead shot rained down on her. Far above, she spotted more of Dunraj's men. But they were at least 200 feet above her. There was no way she could do anything except try to ward off the punishing shower of lead. Anya took off at a run. But she stumbled. Her foot seemed to have caught on something and she twisted her ankle. She bit down to keep from crying out in pain, but the stumble didn't go unnoticed by Dunraj's men. The pelting stopped.